Let's sing number 31, I believe it is. Jesus Christ has made to me all I need, wisdom, righteousness, and power. Praise God. Amen. Number 31 in our hardcover book.
Number 31 in the hardcover book. All I need.
Jesus Christ is made to me all I need, all I need. He alone is all my plea, He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forevermore. My redemption, full and sure, He is all I need. Jesus is my all in all, all I need, all I need. While He keeps, I cannot fall, He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness for all I need. He redeemed me when He died. All I need, all I need. I with Him was crucified. He is all I need. Wisdom, righteousness, and power, holiness forever.
Drive that point home to us, Lord. Jesus is all I need. That everything in life issues from my relationship with Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you'll teach us and enable us to seek you above all things. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for our staff while they're here. Thank you for their service. Thank you for the blessing that they've been to us. Thank you for their testimonies tonight. And Lord, we pray for this young man and this young woman that God, you will fill them with wisdom from above. Lord, there's so many traps and so many turns that they can take in this life. You know the trials that will be before them. You know the temptations. You know the pressures that come upon them, Lord. And I pray, God, that you will put into their heart a real cry for the wisdom that comes from above. Lord, I pray that you'll make them wise in their choices, in the little things, Lord, not just the big things, but God, in the little decisions they make, help them to consider whether it glorifies God or not, where it will lead in days and years to come. And Lord, I pray that you'll get them into your word so that you can speak to them and guide them on the path that you have chosen for them. Lord, we don't want them to miss the life that Jesus has prepared for them, the call that He has over them. And we pray, Lord, that you will just help them as they continue to seek you, Lord. Strengthen their desire for Jesus, we pray. And when they go back home, we pray that desire will be like a magnet, drawing them, pulling them to the Word, pulling them to prayer, to get alone with God. And God, Jesus be their all in all. And Lord, we pray that for our guests and for all the adults here. Lord, help us. Jesus, You are our wisdom, Lord. We have no wisdom apart from you. And Lord, we're in desperate need of wisdom. And so, God, help us. Some of us find ourselves in situations we don't have any idea what to do or how to deal with it. But you can show us. You can guide us. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. Now we commit ourselves to you for this evening. And we pray, Lord, that you'll seal that which you have been doing in our lives. And we pray that as we spend time waiting in your presence, that you will speak to us, Lord. Oh, set your presence into us, Jesus, and enable us to walk more perfectly in your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Remember breakfast for the staff at 7:30 and for the guests and campers at 8. Okay? Table worship. Thank you. To him tonight where you really need wisdom from God. Talk to him about it. Tell him you don't know what to do. Tell him that you want to please him. Honor and acknowledge him in all your ways. Oh, praise God. God always hears a prayer like that. Hallelujah. Some of you need wisdom when you go back home. You live in homes where maybe Jesus isn't honored. You're going to go back to school. You're going to need wisdom as to how to live for God in the midst of all that. Maybe your relationships, you need wisdom from God. Oh, Jesus, you want to help us, we know. So we call out to you, we cry out to you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my precious Savior. Hallelujah, glory, glory.
but I want to thank you for the blessings that he's evidently been to. The staff is for the adults, Lord. I thank you for the wisdom that you've given him throughout this period, Lord. And thank you for his willingness to preach, Lord. To give your word, Lord. It's not an easy thing to speak every night and every morning, Lord, for 2 weeks, Lord. But I thank you that you've given him the strength to do so, Lord, and the wisdom, Lord, to really be a blessing here at camp, Lord. So I thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And even in this one night, Lord, the blessing that he's been to me, Lord, and previously, Lord, I thank you for that. And I pray that even now, that you would ready the heart of the next speaker for the youth retreat, Lord, and for Brother Ernie for third period, Lord.
Yes,
pray that, again, you give him wisdom as he takes on the third period, Lord, and those speaking in the village, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for the speakers, Lord, and the wisdom that you give them, Lord. That's a very, very serious role, Lord, in your kingdom. And thank you for those who are called to that, Lord. And I pray that you continue giving them strength, Lord, and wisdom in your heavenly name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God is very present here. I trust we recognize that. His most powerful works in silence as we just quietly deal with him.
Hallelujah.
I mean, maybe there are others that would pray out. Feel free to do so.